Okay, well, let's go ahead and open the first hearing, and this is North Dakota Public Service Commission meeting on December 10th, 2009, is that right?
Yes.
At about 1:30 in the afternoon. We'll open the informal hearing on PU 09649. This is Kevin Crane along with Tony Clark and Brian Kalk. Purpose of this informal is to just gather a little bit more information, or maybe gather it in a less formal way.
Do you want to schedule it?
Oh yeah, we do. Let's do that. Before we go into the informal, we've continued our meeting from this morning, and we're gonna continue it again after this to deal with a couple of items, including the scheduling item for next Monday. And that relates to Zap the Gap meeting in Willow City, Commissioner Kalk.
Is that all we're talking about? That one, I'm fine.
No, we've got the
GTL grant.
We've got the GTL lead thing.
Oh, on that, okay. I told Brian we'd wait and let him object to being the only person on the Willow City officially.
That's the Willow City thing, okay. Now it makes sense.
Something came up in town.
Something came up in town.
We need to divide the town.
At least divide.
I'm not assigned to go.
No, you don't have to go. Pat does. No, he doesn't. Daryl's going.
I don't really know what's necessary about the commission. Yeah, it's off.
When?
It's off. It's not on.
Can you hear Kevin?
Barely.
Case site lines.
They're all on.
In the left.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Overkill, but that's.
First thing, Brian, just so that Brian knows, I know you know, but we want to discuss it. With Congressman Pomeroy's invitation for Monday at Base Electric to discuss the EPA issue, if it's okay with you or it isn't, if it's okay with you, Tony and I'll stay back and attend at that meeting at Base, and you go up to Willow City and handle Zap the Gap, and Daryl will be coming.
Sounds good to me.
The other item we need to.
Work on the PowerPoint.
Tony will get you the PowerPoint, both the projector and the.
Sharp's kind of the keeper of that stuff, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But we should work that out, though, so you know.
I don't know that we have a. I've just been taking my own laptop, so you might want to test it out with yours, just to make sure it works well, but.
I'm sure it will. I've used my own as well. The other item we need to schedule is we're rescheduling, I guess, the work session. Or was it scheduled?
We're scheduling a work session.
Work session on the DRC GTLE case. How soon do we need to do that, Alana?
There is no deadline. I know Commissioner Clark had mentioned a time frame that he thought he needed to review the record. I mean, you need to review the record pretty thoroughly.
Yes.
As staff does too. Yes.
I can tell you that just on a personal note, December, based on this morning's scheduling, there's no open days in December.
I know the company probably wants an answer, but there is technically no time frame that you're bound by. And Jim just gave me his conflicts. He's got days before Christmas that he's out. I don't have any specific times when I'm out, but it is a very busy month.
Mm.
So if you're into January, that's okay with us.
I prefer January. No.
Well,
I have to get this law review article written. That's what's going to take up. Yeah, it sounded like a great idea committing to this.
Well, I regretted a lot of those things.
At the time, and now I can see how I'm going to spend my Christmas break. It's like being back in college.
In school,
okay, so
yeah, exactly.
January. Any thoughts? Is January 5th?
I didn't
I think the next
bring anything from today.
I've got the 6th to the 7th and the 5th, things that are over like noontime.
Yep, okay. No problem.
But the 11th is...
The 11th?
That week is...
Pretty good.
Except for our commission meeting Wednesday. It's pretty good.
the morning of the 11th, Alana, does that work? Tony, does that work?
That's fine.
Brian?
Sure.
Okay. 9 or Nine? Whenever, I don't care.
Sure.
On the 11th. Okay, thanks.
You bet. You got that, Esther? Very good. Okay, then we'll go on to our informal on MDU's request to expand their PCNN. A couple of years ago, I guess a little better than a couple of years ago, MDU filed their application for PCNN to construct the natural gas distribution line to serve the U.S. bioenergy plant down by Hankinson and tap into the Alliance pipeline. Now they've requested that that be expanded, and we just thought, Tammy, although it's, we just thought it'd be prudent to have at least an informal to hear more about it before we act on it. So appreciate you being here. So this is Kevin Kramer, along with Tony Clark, Brian Kalk, Pat Fawn from our staff is here, and Tammy Averly from MDU. And maybe, Tammy, we just, unless my colleagues have any opening comments, we could just have you sort of describe the situation for us.
All right. Thank you, commissioners. I also have Dave Yexley, who's a pipeline manager on the phone, and Gary Spidell, who is a customer energy consultant for Montana Dakota, on the phone with me. The application before you, as Commissioner Kramer mentioned, is to extend the area served by the distribution line that was approved in a prior case in 2007. And it's we are requesting to expand that certificated area to include several townships within Richland County. And I have a map at your place that is the same exhibit one that's in the application. And the area outlined in black is the certificated area we are seeking today. And it extends, this extended area covers approximately 181 square miles, extending the existing distribution line. And extending this certificated area to provide natural gas will provide us the opportunity to, where it makes sense for the customers along that area to connect to this distribution line to receive natural gas. We would be applying our current extension policy and any and our current transportation service rates to provide service to any customers that may request service. And we're looking to go to this area versus the individuals really to facilitate getting customers online a little bit quicker and just ease of administration. We have three customers this past summer that expressed interest in natural gas service. Those loads are grain dryers and a flour mill in particular. We are looking at displacing approximately 500,000 gallons of propane if they were to connect and use natural gas service. So that may free up some propane in the area, and we would be able to provide the natural gas service. We are looking at extending for the three customers in particular approximately a mile and a half off of the line that's in place, as shown in green on the map before you. The blue line is the existing distribution line that is serving the ethanol plant, which is now back in service under new ownership and using natural gas service. So we think that this provides an opportunity to economically add new customers and provides an opportunity for customers to utilize natural gas.
I know there was, when this application first came to us, I suspect especially the grain drying facilities were kind of anxious to get it. Now, have they... There's been a lot of grain drying going on in that part of the country, I know. And there's still quite a bit, mm-hmm. I suspect, going on. So are they disappointed that we didn't get to it?
Well, I think, you know, as we got closer to fall and it was, we didn't have the area, the certificated area yet, we put those plans on hold. But as I said, the customers are still expressing interest. We'll be in contact with them again. And we got beyond the construction season, basically, and so they need to look at their budgets, and this certificate then would enable us to really go out there and work with those customers and be able to provide answers.
Obviously, the cost of any extensions are borne by the customer themselves.
Yes, we would, as we would look at our extension policy as interruptible customers under our interruptible rate one extension policy rate 119. They are responsible for the cost to extend. There is a provision in that policy that if they use sufficient gas to recover the revenue requirement associated with the extension, they have an opportunity to receive a refund within a five-year period. But we would be utilizing that extension policy, so we wouldn't be risking, for the existing customers wouldn't be at risk for that extension.
Any other questions?
Just that there was nobody obviously had any comments during the comment period. And was that a surprise that nobody had any comments? Or did, I mean, there's nothing negative lurking out there that somebody's going to be upset about this that we missed?
Certainly not a direct competitor for the gas station. It was not the local co-op.
Okay, but they didn't have any comments.
We did not receive any comments.
Okay. No questions that are not.
Okay. Very good. Dave or Gary, anything that you can add to screw this thing up? It's going your way, I guess.
Good answer.
Well, the customers last fall, had we had more time and had this been approved, they probably would have been on this fall, but it just wasn't attainable. So we tabled it until we could get all everything regulatorily taken care of. And we were up against the crunch. October just, slowed everything down. So.
Yep. I understand. I'm sure they understand as well. All right. Anything else? If not, then we will close the hearing on PU 09649. We have another hearing.